This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. This program is entitled Song of Songs. Your presenter is Father Nicholas Ayo, a priest in the Congregation of Holy Cross. Father Ayo received the STL degree from the Gregorian University in Rome and the PhD in Literature from Duke University. He was the Director of Novices for the Congregation of Holy Cross in North America for 6 years and taught in the Great Books program at the University of Notre Dame until 2004, when he became Professor Emeritus. Of his many excellent books, Father Ayo's best researched, written work is Sacred Marriage, The Wisdom of the Song of Songs. He is an extraordinary teacher who has produced 3 programs with Now You Know Media.
My name is Nicholas Ayo, and through the next 12 topics, I will be presenting to you the Song of Songs. It's a very small book of love poetry found in the Bible, of all places. Most people have never read it, and if they have read it, I think they've passed over it quickly. It's easy to miss. And many people would argue, why is it in the Bible at all? It is erotic, and the usual explanation is, well, it must mean something else. It must be coded in some way. There must be an allegorical meaning that is more spiritual. But I'm going to argue that that's not the first place we should go. That the first place we should go is to appreciate the love poetry for itself. It has beauty and it has meaning as love poetry. Some of the greatest love poetry written in the whole world, 2,500 years old. There's always been a quarrel between matter and spirit. People have felt that matter is somehow not spiritual. It can't get you close to God. What you have to do is get away from the world. Go to the top of the mountain. Get as close to the sky as possible. Get out of this earth. Get out of this world. This poetry is going to try to bring you back down into the valley and say the material world, the world of beauty, the world of the flesh, the world of our bodies is not all bad. Now, sometimes we're not happy with our bodies. We feel like our hormones drive us. And we'd like to be angels that don't have that problem, that they're not caught up in the vicissitudes of having a material existence and having to put up with a body that doesn't always do what we want and often leads us into stress and anxiety. But this is what it is to be human. And the Bible has always been in favor of the human, body and soul. It's the Greeks that thought that maybe we were soul cast into a body, that the essence of being human was to be spiritual and that we were imprisoned in a body. That was the notion of Greek philosophy. But that was not the notion of the Hebrew Bible. The Hebrews thought that we are bodies, first of all, that have been animated, ensouled, brought to life by spirit, but that we never lose our roots in the flesh. The Song of Songs is a love story between a man and a woman, but it's basically a love story of friendship, of intimacy, and you could play it for people that are unmarried. It has to do with how human beings share their hearts as much as how they share their lives. And so I think there's something for everybody.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?